down and play. So look the other way. I'm sorry to reveal this, but I've never been to outer space. My lipstick is a mess. This is in my dress. But what does it matter? You've already failed the test. Daffodils, electric bills. You've got a lot of time, and I don't know why.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special congratulations this week go to everyone planning to vote in the upcoming civic elections. It's only 3 weeks away on November 15th. It's your chance to participate, and you don't have to fill out the whole ballot. Don't get overwhelmed. Just pick someone and vote for them. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to me, DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor is here with Fan Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You are listening now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Femme Concept.
Oh, my name's Erica.
Sorry, my name's Eleanor. And we have a great show planned for you today. We just heard a track that kind of starts off the theme of the day. That was the song Goodbye Girls by the band Broadcast. And in the theme of that song, we're going to play a bunch of other kind of electronic stuff.
Yeah, we're going to kind of take a different approach from last week that was pretty toned down
yes.
folk music. And now we're going to play some more electronic-y
yeah.
whatever stuff, lo-fi. Yeah.
Give some of the ladies making electronic music some love.
Yeah, give them a shout out because they don't get enough.
Yeah. Broadcast, so the band we just heard from, that album that song was from, is called Tender Buttons, and that came out back in 2005. And the production, engineering, recording, and mixing is credited in part to Trish Keenan, which is really cool because I think one of the things that you definitely don't see a lot of is female producers, along with sometimes musicians. So, she does the vocals in the band, but she also does a lot of the other stuff behind the scenes. So, pretty cool. Another really good track from that album is Tears in the Typing Pool. So, yeah. Well, we will continue on here from some of my other favorite artists, this time from Canada. So we're going to play some Blue Hawaii to get things started. Ooh. And we played them last week, and I was thinking that I wanted them to release new music. And then...
they totally did.
Like, what? When does that happen?
Maybe they were listening.
Maybe. Someone was listening. This song is called Get Happy. And after it, we're going to hear a kind of similar take on the same song. It's called Get Happier. They're both really cool and kind of a cool example of how you can change up some tempo and things like that and get kind of new sounds. So without further ado, this is Get Happy by Blue Hawaii.
Get happy.
Hey, we're back.
Yay.
That was the song Glory by Eskimo off of the album Igluenza. Am I saying that right?
Igluenza.
Yes. Nice electronic song going along with a little electronic theme we're playing with here today. What have we listened to before that, Erica?
Before that, we listened to Blue Hawaii, Get Happier, and then before that, Get Happy. Yeah. So kind of different version.
I don't know. That first one, before I listened to them, I was kind of weirded out that they just sped up the second song, but they sound pretty different to me.
Oh, they're so different. The first one's like groovy and like, and then the second one's like, oh, okay. Different vibe. Club. Yeah.
It's good though.
Yeah, super good. Where are they from?
They are from Montreal, I want to say. I think. Probably. They're on Arbutus.
Okay.
The vocalist, I'm forgetting her name right now, but she has previously been in Braids, who are from Calgary. So, sweet. Yeah, and they're on tour in Europe right now, I think. So, kind of nice to get a little treat of a new musical release. Mm. And Eskimo, who we just heard, they are from Brooklyn. And the album that song was off of came out back in August of last year. So, not sure what they're doing now, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Yes.
There's a lot kind of from all different stretches, I guess, all different areas.
Totally.
So tonight there's at 7 o'clock at the Canadian Memorial United Church and Center for Peace, the creative director or conservation director, pardon me, for Pacific Wild. Is kind of doing a speech, I guess, on the Great Bear Rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be multimedia and Q&A and book signing. So that's pretty dang cool.
They're playing a movie, too, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bunch of his work from the last 25 years of living in the Great Bear Rainforest, which is one of the most endangered areas, I believe, in Canada. So, yeah, so that will be really cool to see.
And it's free.
Yeah. Well, you can't ask for much more when something's free.
Nope.
And educational. So, you know what? Why not? And it's something to know about. It's important. This is where the whole pipeline situation is kind of coming into play. So it affects all of us as BC residents. So
totally.
And then what else is going on?
On Sunday, actually, there's a zombie walk also happening in Kitsilano on October 26th to protest the closing of the Pine Free Youth Health Clinic, which is being shut down because the BC government is refusing to provide funding for it. So if you are somebody who has taken advantage of the services that they offer or know people who have, I'd really encourage you to go out to this protest walk. The clinic is supposed to close on Halloween, so that's why they've chosen to kind of do this zombie walk to protest it. So that's happening on West 4th Ave, right by Vine Street there. So, yeah.
Cool.
And very exciting Halloween also coming up next week, obviously. So
start thinking about costumes. We're doing some serious deliberations.
If anybody has any brilliant costume ideas, feel free to call us.
Well, what is our number? We will figure it out.
I should know this off by heart. Oh, yes. No, I do. It's 604-822-2487.
And actually a good idea. Not just like a witch
or you
like
know, some basic
a vampire.
Thing.
I mean, you can make those things cool. I can't discredit those, but, you know.
Come on. Let's be a little more creative.
Something, yeah. But we're not going to tell you our ideas because we don't want you to know and dress up as them. So,
okay,
there are secret ones. Anyways, back to our electronic mode we're in.
Yes.
What are we playing next, Eleanor?
Some from the Queen herself, Canadian Queen. We're gonna listen to the song "Symphonia." My Weight Is You by the one and only Grimes off of her 2012 album Visions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Fen Concept with myself, Erica, and my co-host.
Yo, Eleanor. Hi.
Hey. All right. So we just played, we had a bit of a mix up there, but we're all good to go. And we just played Lydia Ainsworth, and that song was called Hologram. And she is a Canadian artist.
Label mates with Blue Hawaii over on Arbutus Records in Montreal.
And then before that, we had played Crystal Castles from their, and the song was called Empathy from the album Crystal Castles 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an older song. I don't really recall when that album came out. But
2011, maybe? They broke up, sadly. But, you know, still a good track to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Always. All the best bands break up, it seems.
Nothing good. Nothing can last forever.
Yeah. All good things come to an end. Is that what you were shooting for?
That's
pretty good. All right. And before that, we had played...
Grimes.
The song, what was it called?
Symphonia 9.
My Weight Is Over. I can't...
You. My Weight Is You.
Yeah. We didn't say the Roman numeral because we didn't know it. So
now we do, and for future reference,
now IX. We do. Roman numerals are actually very important to know.
Are they
in school? Well, yeah, because a lot of things are sectioned that way, and the teacher will be like, "Go to section," you know, or whatever. It's written down, I guess. I guess if they're saying it verbally, I know what it is. Anyways, know your Roman numerals is the moral of this entire show today.
Yes, exactly.
A lesson to learn. All right, so next we are going to play a song called More High from a husband and wife duo called Peking Lights. They met in San Francisco, moved to Wisconsin, and now currently reside in Los Angeles. And it's kind of cool, you know, a husband and wife duo, that's so special.
That's impressive.
All right, so yeah, the song's called More High. We'll be right back.
Concerts and Neptune Records present a Southern Lord Recordings tour featuring Obliterations. With openers, Baptists, and Torch Runners, this Saturday, October 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Door 7 p.m., show 8 p.m., and 11 p.m. Obliterations, composed of current and ex-members of Black Mountain, Savior, and Nighthorse, are on tour to support their debut full-length release, Poison Everything. Tickets are $13, available online at ticketweb.ca, also available in person at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and Scrape Records.
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to... peanut butter. Peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. You dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. You crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. You spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
You're looking for the best in local music and local food. It's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Okay, this is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up to the end of the hour here, stay tuned in for Radio Zero from 2 to 3:30, and then the one and only Nardwar at 3:30, followed by the news at 5 p.m. They have lots of great coverage on the news today about the student protests against the tuition fee increases and the residence fee increases. So definitely tune in if you're interested in learning about those developments on campus. The last few songs that we played here were Solace by Silver Swans, which is a electronic group out of San Francisco. And before that, it was the song More High by Peaking Lights. So we hope you enjoyed this little electronic themed show today. Tune in next week for a very, very special Halloween themed show. It's going to be great. I'm really excited to see what everybody else who has shows on Halloween does as well. So yeah, we're going to end things off today with the song Your Love Runs Still by Thieves Like Us. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend.